the sounds of a humpback whale. The ability to eavesdrop on them is just one feature of a new app that's being rolled out today, created by a consortium of marine conservationists. It's the first ever national application to save whales from ship strikes. To explain, we have Vicky Croak, who reports on the animal world for Here and Now. Vicky, tell us about the app Whale Alert.
Basically, the app is designed to track whales and to keep them safe. For the most part, that means preventing one of the leading causes of whale mortality, which is ship strikes. But it's also a crowdsourcing app, and it lets all of us get into the act, sighting and identifying whales. And that means it blends several high-tech elements. It's like an air traffic control tower mixed with GPS driving directions, mixed with a social networking site, nautical charts with real-time data, as they say, so that when boaters see a whale out in the water, they can report the sighting and pinpoint that very spot. And for pilots on those big cruiser container ships, those are the troublesome ones for whales, it's got lots of features to help them avoid the whales. And Patrick Ramage, who's the director of the Global Whale Program at the International Fund for Animal Welfare, and that's one of the groups that helped create the app, explained that to me. So let's have a listen.
What Whale Alert does is enables the mariner to have a real-time heads-up display of the presence of whales that have been sighted in the area, immediate one-stop-shop access to the various regulatory measures that are in place with which they need to comply. It consolidates various sources of incoming information that have been bombarding the mariner as he's trying to safely navigate the vessel into a single application.
So a ship's pilot can see if a whale's nearby, know if the ship is in a whale management area, and then find a recommended route. But what about those of us just standing on the beach?
So, Robin, if you're standing on Cape Cod and you see a whale, you can enter the information, including a picture. They've got a whale ID guide that helps you to classify what kind of whale you saw. And then your sighting gets added to the database, helping everyone else in the area know where that whale is.
But here comes the best part. Whales themselves can put information in?
So here off the coast of Massachusetts, in that huge federally protected marine sanctuary called Stellwagen Bank, there are 12 acoustic buoys set up. And when a right whale vocalizes near one of them, that sound gets detected by the buoys. And Patrick Ramage again explained how this works.
There's an algorithm that has been developed that can detect a right whale up call. It sounds something like this. When that sound is picked up by these acoustic buoys, they automatically trigger a report that is validated by the federal government and integrated into the Whale Alerts application.
So it's sort of like Facebook for whales.
That's right, or fluke book, as I like to call it. But, you know, for whales who are closer to shore, that often means that they're feeding.
Which is fun. But how effective is it in preventing these injuries?
In recent years, ship strikes on North Atlantic right whales have been reduced. And that's due not just to the app, but to a number of factors, including slowing ships down in key areas. And they're highly, highly endangered animals. It's estimated that there are only about 450 individuals left in the world. That's a tiny population. And for this species, ship strikes are the number one mortality factor.
Well, so we want to protect the right whales, but there are all sorts of whales on the West Coast as well. Will this apply to them?
Yes, absolutely. So this now can benefit humpback and sperm whales, blue whales, gray whales, fin whales, and many others. And the people in the consortium making this app are really excited. They say they're seeing the future, and they're calling it 21st century conservation. And they think the potential is limitless. Certainly, they've got their eye on making this global.
Vicky Croak, Here and Now animal reporter. She also writes the wildlife blog for our mothership, WBUR. We'll link you to it. Vicky, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.